This is the Game Act Hotline for July 9th, 2006, episode 42.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington. And
Game Addict Hotline.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
Welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and video game trivia. So glad you guys could be here. My name is Luke. This is your only 20-minute podcast giving you all the latest news, trivia, and all the things you need to know for the next week. So sit back, relax, and let's get right into our show. Well, before we go ahead and start, let's go ahead and give you guys some of the videos and things that I saw in the week that I thought you guys might be interested in that aren't always about gaming. The first one is I saw it was a gaming video, is by Konami. It is a Konami video game commercial about all their new games that are coming out on the cell phone. The only thing that's different about this one is that all the 2D games are in 3D looking thing. I don't know. You'd have to check it out. Frogger looks amazing with a 2D, 3D look. So I'll go ahead and link to that, and you should check that out. Also, Weird Al Yankovic, my favorite artist, is actually giving away a song. What happened was he made the song was going to be put on the album, then all of a sudden, they were told not to put it on by the people who are in charge of the song, the record industry. So, what he decided to do was, since he can't play it on a CD, and he's already produced it, he's just going to go ahead and give it away. So if you go to weirdowl.com or the link that I'll have at our website at www.gameaddicthotline.com, you can go ahead and download that song. The song is called You're Pitiful, which is off of the song You're Beautiful. So if you go ahead and go there, it's a really good song. Our final thing we want to talk to you guys about is I've got tons of stuff to give away, so I'm going to go ahead and give away some stuff right now. I'm going to be giving away an cell phone LCD cleaner. It's one of those things I got from the Korean company that was at Casuality. It's really cool. You just put it on your cell phone and it'll clean your cell phone whenever it looks a little dirty. And it's a great little item. So if you go ahead and email me, what I want you guys to do is email me your name with the subject line saying contest. And that's all I needed to do. There's not going to be any hidden names or anything. So anybody can vote for it except for our last winner, My Little Pony Killer. Sorry. Anyway, let's go ahead and get right back into our video game news. Our first news story, Nintendo Wii early release rumors. Early this week, a CNN Money news story came out stating that the Nintendo Wii had already completed the final specifications and is now in production, according to an American technology research analyst. The article continued by saying that this may indicate that Nintendo is releasing the system as early as this September. Nintendo responded through Bloomberg to the article by stating that they will not release any information on the release date or any other information until this September. Our next news story, PSP ad gets Sony in trouble. A recent billboard placed in Holland has everyone calling foul this week. The billboard portrays a black woman being held by a white woman by her face, with the slogan stating, PlayStation Portable White is coming. Many people on the forums have called the ad racist, and now has the chapter of the NAACP in the San Jose Silicon Valley area and California Assemblyman Leland Yee protesting the billboard. Yee stated about the subject that, whether in the US or abroad, using differences in skin color to articulate the fact that your video game console now comes in white can be interpreted as insensitive at best and racist at worst. This is continued bad news as Sony also this week asked for 80 billion yen or $698 million loan for the company. other interesting news coming from Sony states that the Sony SCEE president, David Reeves, and SCEA president, Kaz Hirai, were promoted to executive vice presidents of Sony Computer Entertainment this week. Our next news story, EFF says Nintendo makes horrible patents. EFF, or Electronic Frontier Foundation, who fights for electronic patent reform, announced its top 10 worst patent-making companies this week. Nintendo came on the list at number 8 due to its patent on commercial emulation. The patent states that no company can create a Game Boy emulator on a Palm OS or other portable PDAs for profit. The EFF states that the patent will ruin hobbyists and entrepreneurs. And our final news story this week, President Bush gets a DS. Nintendo celebrated U.S. President George Bush a happy 60th birthday this week by sending the president a DS Lite with the game Brain Age, Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day. The letter sent with the items stated that it's obvious you don't have a lot of time to play games, which makes Brain Age such a great activity for you. Just a few minutes a day, with more than 15 daily training tests, will help you keep your mind sharp. No word on if the president is using the DS to train his brain. Okay, let's go ahead and look at our top anticipated games at Gamefly.com. Number 5, Dead Rising for the Xbox 360. Number 4, Lord of the Rings, The Battle for Middle-earth 2 for the Xbox 360. Number 3, Overdue Fighters for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Prey for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 top anticipated game at Gamefly.com is Chrome Hounds for the Xbox 360. Now let's look at top sold games in Japan. Number 5, World Soccer winning 11-10 for the PlayStation 2. Number 4, Valkyrie Profile 2, Sumeria, for the PS2. Number 3, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju Kanju Motonao Kitoruotana DS Training, or Brain Age, Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day 2, for the Nintendo DS. Number 2, Super Dragon Ball Z, for the PlayStation 2. And the number 1 top sold game in Japan this week was New Super Mario Bros. For the DS. Now let's go ahead and look at our top sold games in the United Kingdom. Number 5, Pro Evolution Soccer 5 for the PlayStation 2. Number 4, Dr. Kawashima's Brain Training for the DS. Number 3, 2006 FIFA World Cup for the PlayStation 2. Number 2, New Super Mario Bros. For the DS. And the number one top sold game in the UK this week was Grand Theft Auto Liberty City for the PlayStation 2. Alright, let's go ahead and look at our game releases. We have only 4 games that were released this week. For the Xbox 360, Chrome Hounds by Sega. For the PC, Big Oil Build an Oil Empire by Tri-Synergy. And the game of the week for this week is Prey by Take-Two Interactive for the Xbox 360 and the PC. Okay, that's going to be it for this part. We'll go ahead and take a commercial and come back with our game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Take your best swing at a future in a field you love at Edmonds Community College. Accounting, robotics, game animation, culinary arts, healthcare, paralegal, and more. Or turn the ultimate double play with a transfer degree from Edmonds Community College to a university, to the career of your dreams. Register now for fall quarter and hit a home run into your future at Edmonds Community College. Get started online at edcc.edu. That's edcc.edu.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at seattlepodcasting.net. Also, if you're interested in computer programming, Edmonds Community College has all the materials and information on how to become a video game programmer. Visit them at www.edcc.edu. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our game trivia. Our first category is Tom Clancy Games. Number one, this 360 game is the name of the latest Tom Clancy game to be released. Number two, this is the name of your character in all the Tom Clancy Splinter Cell games. And number three, this was the first Tom Clancy game to have his name in the title. Okay, let's look at our next category, top selling PC games. Number one, this Blizzard game became its biggest grossing game and started the RTS craze with creatures called the Zerg, aliens called Protoss, and humans named Terran. Number two, this Valve game is the most bought FPS ever, with its successor showing off the physics engine with the use of a weapon called the Gravity Gun. And number three, this PC game by EA and Maxis has you control every move of your player, build its house, keep it happy, and is the top-selling game for the PC. Alright, our final category, TV on your PSP. These are all UMD TV shows that you can watch on your PSP. Number one, this raunchy cartoon show from Comedy Central shows the crazy adventures of four kids in a small Colorado town. Number two, this ABC show has the survivors of a plane crash living on a tropical island with many mysteries. And number three, this early MTV cartoon by Mike Judge shows the lives of two stupid teenagers doing stupid things. Alright, let's look at our final question. Well, it looks like the higher-ups in EA may have a problem with the current Madden NFL 2007 cover player. This player had talked about all the problems that need to be fixed in the newer versions of the game. He stated in a New York Times article that the Madden team should work harder on making the game have a bigger influence towards teamwork. My question for you this week is, who is the Madden NFL 2007 cover player and the starring running back for the Seattle Seahawks? Alright, we'll go ahead and let you guys think about those questions and we'll come on back. Remember, this is the Game Ag Hotline.
I've been making more comparisons between Mattel Electronics and television and Atari. Different games, but the same results. Look at Atari basketball and in television. I think in television plays much more like real basketball. Here's Atari soccer and in television. Again, I find in television more sophisticated and lifelike. If you try them both, I think you'll find the clear winner is in television from Mattel Electronics.
Want to know who decides what the best podcast is? You do. The 2006 Podcast Awards nominations are underway.
Here's all the details.
Go to podcastawards.com right now and nominate your favorite podcasts. Categories include technology, entertainment, sports, comedy, and more. Nominate and vote for your favorite podcasts. Plus, find new ones to subscribe to today at podcastawards.com. Brought to you by Podcast Connect, Inc., the world's leading innovator in podcast marketing.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's look at our trivia for this week.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Our first category was Tom Clancy Games. Number one, this Xbox 360 game is the newest Tom Clancy game to be released? And the answer is, what is Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter? Number two, this is the name of the character you play in all of Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell games. And the answer is, who is Sam Fisher? Number three, this was the first Tom Clancy game to have his name on the title. And the answer is, what is Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six? Alright, let's look at top-selling PC games. Number one, this Blizzard game became its highest-grossing game and started the RTS craze with creatures like the Zerg, Protoss, and Terran. And the answer is, what is StarCraft, selling over 9 million copies? Number two, this Valve game is the most bought FPS game ever, and its successor showing off the physics engine with the use of the gravity gun. And the answer is, what is Half-Life 1, selling over 8 million copies? And finally, this PC game by EA and Maxis lets you control your player's every move, build its house, and keep it happy, and is the top-selling game for the PC. And the answer is, what is The Sims, with selling over 16.1 million copies? Our final category is TV on your PSP. Number one, this raunchy cartoon show from Comedy Central shows the crazy adventures of four kids in a small Colorado town. And the answer is, what is South Park? Number two, this ABC show has the survivors of a plane crash living in a tropical island with many mysteries. And the answer is, what is Lost? And number three, this early MTV cartoon by Mike Judge shows the lives of two stupid teenagers doing stupid things. And the answer is, what is Beavis and Butthead? Alright, let's look at our final question. Well, EA might be looking a little bit red after their current NFL 2007 cover player for Madden started talking about the bad things in the Madden game. My question for you this week was, who is the cover player for the Madden 2007 game and is the star running back for the Seattle Seahawks? And the answer is Sean Alexander. Okay, that's going to be it for this week. Remember, you can go ahead and go to our website. That's www.gameacthotline.com. And you can go ahead and leave a comment or go ahead and place yourself on our Frapper map. You can also email me your comments, questions, or if you have any trivia you'd like to hear at gameacthotline@gmail.com or show@gameacthotline.com. You can even call me at 206-202-4367 and leave an audio. Probably play it on the show. And you can go ahead and subscribe to us through iTunes, Odeo, Podnova, or Yahoo Podcast. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley or become a friend with us at Podcast Pickle. And remember, Podcast Awards will be finishing up their submissions this 15th of July, so please vote for us as your favorite gaming podcast. That's at podcastawards.com. And remember, we're going to go ahead and give away some prizes, so remember to email me with your subject line saying contest, and we'll go ahead and get you a nice prize. That's going to be it for this week, so until then, turn your video games back up, and I shall see you later. Dad.